It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine some recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. First of all, a great celestial visitor is now visible in the evening sky. What should we be looking for?
It's actually a comet called Neowise that's making headlines really around the world as it's turning out to be the brightest visible comet in the Northern Hemisphere since Hale-Bopp in 1997. This comet, Neowise, was actually discovered back in March. Its official name is C2020F3. However, it's now known as Comet Neowise in honor of the NASA infrared space telescope called Neowise that actually discovered it. So Neowise made its closest approach to the sun back on July 3rd, and it passed about 27 million miles from the sun, which is well inside the orbit of Mercury. So it's actually quite close. And as it approached the sun, it heated up and created a brilliant tail that can now be seen even with the naked eye. So just to remind everyone a little bit about what comets are, they're basically dirty snowballs of ice and dust. And what's really cool is they are actually remnants left over from the formation of the solar system. They can vary in size. So Comet Neowise is estimated to be about 3 miles in diameter, the nucleus of the comet. And many comets orbit at distances that are much greater than the planets. So in this case, with Neowise, it's what's called a long period comet. And the farthest distance that it gets from the sun is something like 500 to 700 AU. An AU, or an astronomical unit, is a term used by astronomers, and it's just the distance between the Earth and the sun, which is 93 million miles, and we call that one AU. So this comet has come from something like 500 times the distance that the Earth is from the sun. So that's a long ways out. And so then one might expect that the period or the length of its orbit around the sun is quite large, and that is the case. It's something like 4,000 or 5,000 years. So now is an ideal time for people to go out and try to find it in the evening sky from now until the end of July or so, and it'll be visible about 1 to 2 hours after sunset in the Northern Hemisphere. So if it's a clear, dark night, you should go out and kind of look towards the northwest horizon. And if you can find the Big Dipper, which at this time in the evening will appear to be sort of hanging downwards with the pot of the Dipper closest to the horizon and the handle extending upwards, you should look carefully below the pot, a little to the west or the left of the pot, and that's where you'll see the comet. And I'd recommend using an app like SkyGuide or Stellarium in order to find the exact location on the time that you happen to be looking. The closest approach to the Earth will be July 23rd, at which point it'll be about 64 million miles from the Earth. And if you do have really dark skies, you might be able to make out the tail. The tail of the comet is composed of dust and gas and plasma, which is ionized gas. And as the comet approached the sun, the heat from the sunlight actually caused the ice on the comet to turn into gas, and that gas pulled material off of the surface of the comet, creating the visible tail. So if you have clear, dark evening skies, I'd recommend heading out and looking to the northwest horizon to try to observe this really relatively rare event.
Now, this is also an ideal time for amateur sky watchers and planet hunters like me to track down all 5 planets visible by eye. Can you tell us a little bit more about what we should be looking for?
Yeah, that's right. Summer is great for planets right now. So if you want to spot all the planets in a single setting, I'd actually recommend getting up about 2 hours before sunrise. And you'll want to look to the west, southwest, to catch Jupiter and Saturn before they set. And from these two, you can kind of trace a curved line up high in the southern sky to find bright and red Mars. And then if you continue that sort of curved line along to the southeast, you'll actually see Venus rising above the horizon. And you can't miss Venus. It's really, really bright right now. And then Mercury, the fifth planet that is technically visible to the naked eye, it's much, much fainter and more challenging to see. It'll be rising around 4 a.m. right now, so you would want to look very close to the horizon to spot it. And if you have binoculars, that might be helpful. And moreover, if you do have binoculars, it's a great time to check out Venus with your binoculars, because Venus is actually in phase right now, which means that it's actually shaped like a crescent, kind of like the moon is when we see the moon go through phases. And that's a really, really cool sight to see through a pair of binoculars.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thank you so much. We will talk again in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much.